legendary Regina Bell is in the Red Velvet Cake Studios. Good morning, Regina.
Good morning.
Ding dong.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
We saw Regina Bell on Friday night in Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. She was in Atlantic City for Time During the Day. And then... and the first annual Heritage Festival, and she performed, you know, just a little warm up to today's performance here in the Red Velvet.
Yeah.
That was quite an evening.
It was quite an evening.
We can't really talk about
no.
How the evening was on the air. Just know that Regina and I off air have some notes to compare. And we're going to leave it at that. Because we're not here to talk about folks.
No.
The way you did Friday night.
We're here to talk about this new CD that Regina Bell has. It's another gospel.
Yes. Yes. It's called Higher.
Uh-huh.
And this is the are you surprised?
Am I surprised?
Yeah. Are you surprised?
That you come out with another gospel?
Yeah.
No, because the first one was very successful, right?
Yes, it was good. It was good. Uh-huh. It was really good. So it was a surprise to me, too, because I thought that going into the gospel genre that I was going to have to kind of work my way up, you know, even though, you know, I have a name in R&B. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different area altogether. But I was received very well. So,
and it's a different game these days.
Yeah, it is.
You know, in order to sell some music... You gotta get naked,
right.
Or be like Brian McKnight and just completely lose your mind.
Oh, you know what? I'm not talking. You said we weren't gonna talk about people this morning.
That's what he does, Regina.
Okay, you're right.
That's what you said.
Yeah. What he says and what he does are two different things. Welcome to the church of
Tom. But Erykah Badu. Yes. Erykah Badu had to take her clothes off again. In order to sell some music.
We're not going there. What? Amen.
Because you're keeping it on a higher plane, aren't you?
Yeah, yes, we're trying.
So you took it another direction altogether. Say, okay, I can still sell music. I can still be in this game. I'm just going gospel, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, I never really got naked in R&B, so... That ain't really my thing, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. My mama and big mama ain't having that. So, you know, the gospel area, you know, it had to be something that God led me to do, because how can you be in any industry, Tom, for more than 22 years and say, okay, I'm going to do something different today? I don't think so. Yeah. Especially the way this industry operates.
The way the game is now. Yeah.
But because there was such a huge tug on my heart, you know, I just felt like it was time now.
And it was natural. I mean, you're the first lady of a church in Atlanta.
Yes. My husband's former NBA player, John Sidney Battle III.
Yes.
Played for the Hawks and the Cavaliers. And what's amazing is our church, New Shield of Faith, is not even 15 minutes away from the arena where he played.
Is that right?
That's crazy, right?
Do y'all have a church basketball team?
We're working on it, actually. Is that right? Yes. That's crazy, yeah.
Oh, that means that you are a basketball wife.
We said we weren't going to talk. Heard him say we weren't going to talk about nobody, right? Y'all heard him say
get
that.
Into
Regina
this.
Bell is really a basketball wife.
Well, you know what?
Of a higher order.
That's, you know what? Back in the day, you know, I don't know what this is that we're watching now. You know what I'm saying?
Do you watch it?
I don't know what this is that we're going through now. Because back in the day, we didn't do that. Yeah. We went over each other's houses when our husbands were out playing, you know, in other cities. Uh-huh. We went over each other's houses and watched the game. You know, we did fundraisers together. You know, we did progressive things. And even if we had disagreements, nobody, like, was putting on Vaseline and taking off shoes and carrying on, you know, putting hair pieces on the side of the table. Right, we weren't doing that. Right. So... this is different. This is some different stuff.
They need your church and they need your music badly. They really do. They really do.
Okay. Enough already. Let's get down to business here.
Okay.
All right. The name of the CD is Higher.
That's right. Higher. It's the second CD.
And the single is
Make an Example Out of Me.
And Make an Example Out of Me has a backstory to it.
Yeah. In 2009, I suffered a brain tumor.
What?
He said, what? Yes. Yes. I went to the doctor thinking I'm going to get a pill for a headache. And the next thing he tells me is I have this brain tumor that I've been growing since I was a little girl.
Wow. How
and well, it's not necessarily the how big it was, but it was
position.
The roots, how long it had grown. And the type of tumor that I had, it normally grows like vine and it grows around the brain.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, thank God, mine grew up, back into itself, up, back into itself. And even though it took away all of my hearing in my left ear, you know.
Even now?
Yeah. And if I hadn't told anybody, nobody would ever know. So that's the goodness of God. So when, you know, and asking me to do what it is that I'm doing, you know, of course I'm going to be obedient because, you know, he was with me through that whole thing because my doctor looked at me and said, you know, he said, I can only do but so much. Mm. And then, you know, because the surgery was only supposed to take 2 hours. Mm-hmm. It ended up taking 8 hours.
Good, nice.
It was only supposed to take one surgeon, but he needed the advice of 6 surgeons. And so, you know, I'm just grateful to be here.
And so this song is a result of that
experience. The song is a result of that experience. And what's crazy is that maybe a year or so later, in meeting Micah Stampley and asking him to write for this record, he writes this in 15 minutes. Mm. And it is a total reflection of, you know, what I went through.
To sit before your feet, oh Lord, make an example out of me. Me, oh Lord, make an example out of me.
Let God work it out.
That's right. That's my song right there.
Please let my praise reach your ear.
The last one was a bunch of a lot of standards that you did with the last gospel album, right?
No. Actually, it was my brother, the song. Everybody thinks that's a song that's been out, God is Good, but that's a song that my brother wrote
right?
for me. So because it's so familiar. Mm-hmm. It sounds like such an old hymn, which is what the intent was. And it actually came to be, you know, the song. Wow. It was the last song. It ended up being the first single. How about that?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Who is that?
Lowell Pye. And that's my ode to Chuck Brown.
Oh,
and then a go-go on there, yeah.
So, gospel go-go.
That's right, gospel go-go. Nice. And the song that you played before that,
Lord of All?
Lord of All is the song that my nephews wrote for me, my brother's sons. So my brother
it's
didn't write for me.
Affair.
Yeah,
the
three Bell Boys wrote for me. So I am just, you know, I'm excited. I'm really excited about this.
How old are your sons?
My son is 20, and my brother's sons are 20 something.
And you have a daughter as well? And a daughter?
I have four daughters.
Four daughters, okay.
I know, girl, right. I know.
How is that?
I forgot. You know, the Lord said, you know, be fruitful and multiply, but he also said subdue. Didn't read that part.
Well, when did you have this operation?
In 2009. In 2009. And check this out. I had to go.
You're not wearing a wig.
No.
Some hair grows back.
I got my hair.
Yeah.
This is my hair on.
I see.
You know, I mean, what can I say? But God, he is just so good. I just, you know, I was nervous when I went in, and I was praying, Lord, please let me have all my memories intact. Mm. Let me have my faculties, the use of my, you know, my hands, my legs and stuff. But and in the end, you know, most of all, let me remember who you are. Don't let me forget that. And when I tell you he brought me through for 10 months now, I couldn't do anything for myself. My kids even had to kind of help me get dressed and stuff. But, you know, here I am now and here with you today. So
and that's how God does.
That's how God does. You think he cannot hear you?
Regina Bell.
You gonna stop it.
We have an in-studio audience, and you all are very fortunate to hear some of the things that we talk about off-air.
That y'all better not tell nobody.
Don't tell nobody now. All right? Okay. But now see this on your Facebook page or anything. Get what they said off the air. Are you listening? They were talking about...
Okay. What happens in velvet stays in velvet.
That's right. Let's get back to this gospel album that you have. It's called Higher.
Yes.
Okay. And this one is called We Win. All right. Which Sunday do you sing?
First Lady.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
You lead the choir?
Yes. I'm the choir director and the praise and worship leader.
All right.
Yeah, so me and my husband kind of work hand in hand.
Will you ever do R&B? Will you go back to it, or will you combine the two?
You know what? I don't want to say yes or no, because if you asked me 8 years ago if I was doing a gospel record, I was like, girl, you must be crazy.
Right.
So I don't, you know.
She is crazy.
But that wasn't 8 years ago.
She was crazy 8 years ago too, but go ahead.
But you know, I don't really know. It's really what God has in store for me. I look forward to doing.
Let him lead you. Yeah.
He knows your heart.
Yes, he does.
Have you received any Grammys for your gospel work?
Not yet. I'm looking forward to it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put a word out there?
Yeah, I know Phil Grammy lives down the street.
Have you met him?
Oh, please.
Wow, I watched the game last night. Crazy.
whoever he roots for loses.
Yes, the Lord at all times. Wow. I will make a joyful noise.
That's my girl, Kathy Taylor.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, my goodness.
She wrote that for me. And
so let me ask you, so you just said write songs for you. If, say, a certain comedian who knows the Lord has a Why the laughter?
The same one who's saying never would have paid it.
Okay. Hello.
Uh-huh. That's the same one, right? Okay. I'm listening.
I have a great idea for a gospel song. How could I get that to you?
So that you could have a rejection meeting.
I don't know. Never would have paid it, made the charge.
Never mind. What is it? Never mind. Never would have paid it was very big. Now, how would I get this song to you? Really, it's a great idea for a gospel song.
Well, sing a little bit.
I can't sing, but the name of the song is "I Stand Up Every Day by Falling on My Knees." How do you like that? Isn't that a great? Okay, she's laughing.
She can't.
Laughing.
I stand up every day room. By falling on my knees.
No, Sybil said something. That's why I started laughing.
Yeah, right.
That sounds very interesting. I'd be very interested in hearing that.
That sounds like a rejection meeting.
By falling on my knees.
Bless your heart, Regina
Bell. Okay. The room breaks out in laughter. Okay.
When we come back at the top of the hour. Live in the Studio Jam. And Regina Bell is going to do Make It Like It Was and If I Could.
Yes. A little special thing for you, Tom.
All right. Got to be there at the top of the hour. You've got 5 minutes.
It's the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Studio Jam from the Red Velvet Cake Studio. Brought to you by 2012 Camry. Everything you love, nothing you expect. Toyota, that's moving forward. Regina Bell, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
The Red Velvet Cake Studio is yours.
I know y'all remember this song.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back.
Every day we used to slip away to talk. We would talk about the goodness of your heart. Now it seems a myth that never exists at all, and it leaves me feeling empty. Yes, with this horrible call, make it like it was the way it used to be when I
make me have to call up an ex.
That's right. What do we always say? Call first.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah,
just show up.
Don't just go back home.
Go back. Call first.
Because I don't get off
even
for
if it's your house.
Hours, so.
Even if it's your house.
That's call right. First. Call first. If I could. Yes. Regina Bell in the Red Velvet Cake Studios in Studio Jam.
Well, a little something, something for you, Tom.
Oh, yeah?
Join it. You've been on that man. Oh, join it. Where two of a can. Oh, join it. I'm keeping my eyes on you. You know I do. I bet you think I don't know nothing but singing the blues. Oh, join it. Have I got news for you? I'm something. I hope you think that you're something too.
Isn't that the Butch? That's the top of the hour right there.
If I could, I'd protect you from the sadness in your eyes. Give you courage in a world of compromise. Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Regina Bell. Her new gospel CD is out. We have 25 copies to the next 25 Text Time Club members at 646464. It's called The Higher. Thank you, Regina Bell.
Thank you, Tom.
Check it out on blackamericaweb.com. Roland Martin's next on the TJMS.